Well, it's been a tough old year, obviously, and a lot of people have suffered a lot of isolation. And one of the really interesting things that has happened is that people have turned, at times, not towards other humans when they can't see them, but towards our furry friends, our animals, who've been great support. There's been some research done into this, and Jeanette Young is with us from UniSA to talk about that. Jeanette, good morning to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. I guess in a way it's no surprise to know that animals can, you know, bring comfort and companionship to people. But what did the data show in terms of how many people who perhaps haven't had animals and have turned to them to get them through this time?
Well, we don't have numbers on that specifically, but certainly you know the stories of shelters emptying out, and they haven't actually refueled is what I'm hearing from the animal welfare people. So the shelters emptied out because we all went home and went, oh, you know, it's a bit lonely and rattly here. I'll get some company. And so people did. They also did the, you know, were planning on getting a pet but couldn't do it because life is too busy. We're never home. And then you're home all the time, aren't you?
Yeah.
So especially for you guys in Victoria. So, yeah, we've had a lot of people picking up pets at this time. But what we found was that we had these interviews with people about how their pets impacted on their health. And when we looked back at the data, basically you had 93% of the people that we'd interviewed actually talked about touching their pets.
Yeah.
And that was across all species. So we, you know, dogs, cats, we think of, you know, cuddle animals. But reptiles, birds, not fish. Didn't get cuddling fish.
No.
But all of the other animals, yeah. And so we actually, there's something physical about the way that we actually perhaps identify an animal as a pet even.
Yeah. Oh, I think there's no doubt about that. I've got a cockatiel, and I know that, you know, she sits up on my shoulder and, like, you know, cuddles in behind my ear.
Yep.
And you know, and it really is lovely to be able to experience that, particularly when you're on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. And touch is actually really vital. So you probably know the stories of Romanian infants who, you know, like fed, watered, all that sort of stuff, but never hugged, never cuddled. And you get this inhibition in their development. So, I mean, there's actually some really quite old research now in the 70s, which showed that neonate babies, so babies born preterm, in the same way, if they're fed, watered, cuddled, but not actually held, there's about a 50% survival rate increase when they actually were held and cuddled,
wow.
Which is really stark. You don't get that sort of data in most research.
No.
But, it's vital. It reduces our stress and it increases our positive hormones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, touch is vital for us. And, yeah, COVID sort of put touch in the spotlight in a way it hasn't been, really.
Yeah, no, I have said to a lot of people during this time, you know, that, like, I'm a hugger, you know, and you just, it's, that physicality when it's taken away, it does make a difference. The other thing I thought really interesting that you said there too, because we do a segment each week on the show here where we help to rehome pets from a shelter, but it's great to see that they haven't been going back to the shelters, that people are keeping them, because that was my one fear, that people get them and then of course some sort of normality comes back and all of a sudden you know, the pet's a bit like the Christmas puppy, you know.
Yeah. Look, I can't talk with great expertise from the area, but that was the last that I was hearing. I work a little bit with those services and I'm not hearing that they're going back. I guess time will tell, partly, but at this point it's great. And maybe it's because of everybody settled into it. I think once you actually get an animal, it's like, it kind of triggers something for lots of us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That sense of another being that we can interact with that doesn't judge us, doesn't notice the wrinkles and the grey hair. And it's quite special. They're kind of like, they're better than people.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you might notice the grey hair with you, it notices the no hair with me, but that's another story.
And doesn't judge.
No.
That's
very
the bit.
Yeah, that's very true. So I guess it wouldn't be too far-fetched, really, to say that in many cases, animals have probably helped save lives during this time.
Oh, look, yeah. We know that social isolation and sense of not being seen as a credible other being in the world as humans actually kills people. Like, the mortality from that experience is probably in the same range as smoking and lack of physical activity. So it's incredibly powerful to have this sense of being a meaningful other being and physically engaging with that other being.
Yeah,
definitely life-saving for people. We don't understand the mechanics. We're getting better at understanding the mechanics. But, yeah, I'm sure it saves people. I'm sure you have people ringing in now talking about how their pets save them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, Jeanette, lovely to chat. Thank you so much for that, and well done on the research. Very interesting indeed.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks very much.